Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hey, this is Dave Martin, your success coach, and you are watching Success Made Simple. This is a special video version. I've got my friend Joel Osteen with me today.
Good to have you, Dr. Dave.
Oh, man, so
welcome
honored.
Back to Lakewood.
It's always good to be here at Lakewood. Love what you guys are doing. And I love this book because you may recognize the lady who wrote this little Ford thing here.
That's my mom.
Dodie Osteen.
She knows about miracles.
Yeah, you know, that's your family has seen many, many miracles along the way.
Yeah, I feel blessed. Well, you know the story, but in 1981, I was in college and they called and said my mother was sick, and I'd never seen my mother sick a day in her life. And I'll make a long story short, but she was diagnosed with terminal liver cancer, no treatment they could give her. And when I saw her, Dr. Dave, she was so yellow. And, you know, I'd been away and I came back, I thought she looked like death. But you know what? No treatment they could give her, but she prayed, she believed, and it didn't happen overnight, but she got better and better. And 30-something years later, she's still healthy and strong. She's 84. She was in church yesterday and just going strong. So we know God is a God of miracles. Yeah. He can do what medicine cannot do, and he's not limited by these, you know, laws of nature. So
I love that. So awesome to see your mom praying for other people now who need miracles.
Yeah, she's got a prayer meeting tonight for special needs children, Thursday night for Spanish-speaking people. She loves to pray.
One of the chapters, what I do in this book, it's a real practical book on what to do when you need a miracle. Because sometimes it's just some simple things that we can put to practice. Like one of the first chapters is to ask.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people never ask for their miracle. Either they don't feel like they're worthy. Maybe something in their past keeps them. You did a message that really helped inspire this chapter called Ask Boldly.
Yeah. It's what you said, so important. I talked to somebody yesterday. They said, well, I never asked for my needs. Because they didn't, you know, the attitude is God's got bigger things to deal with. There are people starving and the hurricane and all that. But you know, asking doesn't limit God. He has all power. He can meet all of our needs. But it is true, Dave, I don't think we'd be standing here today in the former Compact Center if we hadn't prayed those bold prayers and asked big. And so, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking. You know, you're not being greedy. God's put dreams and desires in all of our hearts. And the scripture even talks about those secret petitions of your heart, things you don't tell anybody about, but you can ask in your, you know, in your quiet time. But I believe in asking big.
And from the smallest things to the biggest things. Sometimes what the Bible says, you have not because you ask not. So obviously some people were forgetting to ask. So we put a whole chapter in here to help you understand the importance of asking. If you think God doesn't, he knows the number of hair on your head. I mean, and he can count mine a lot easier than yours, but that's how the little details of your life that he cares about. Another chapter in here I talk about is finding, and this is something I learned from your mom, finding the Bible where it says you can have that. So many people are praying these if prayers, if you'll heal me, or if you'll do this. But if you can find in God's word, it's yours.
It's so important. That's what my mom did. She got that list of scriptures all about healing, and she'd read them every day. And she talked about how that was like her medicine. She won't leave the house today, you know, 30-something years later without reading all those healing scriptures. But it is, you know, there's a scripture too, Dave. It says something like, put me in remembrance. God says, put me in remembrance. Another more practical is remind God what he said. When you can go to God and say, God, you said you'd restore health back into me. You said I would lend and not borrow. You said my children would be mighty in the land. Boy, that's the, when you can find, like Dr. Dave's talking about, those, pray those promises. Because I've learned God is not necessarily obligated to bring to pass what we say, but he is obligated to bring to pass what he says. And when you're saying what God says, that's a powerful thing.
It's so true. I mean, there's those scriptures right there that promises. We just have to receive that promise. Yeah. You know, maybe people, I listen to Joel Osteen Radio, and people are calling in with requests. And I mean, financial miracles that people need, family members that they're praying for. You're praying for a family member, Acts 16:33, I think it is, says you and your whole household will be saved. So you can stand on that scripture. You don't have to pray, Lord, if you want to save my son or if you want to heal my wife, it says it in there. And if you can find that, it gives you the faith to be bold, and you're asking for that.
Yeah, I think that's the confidence, asking according to God's word. I was reading today in the Psalms where, you know, David was just talking about, you know, God, there's a lot going on, but I meditate on your word. I stand on your promises, basically he was saying.
Another one of the chapters in here was something you've taught so many of us about is our words, our confession. Our miracle really begins in our mouth with what we say. How powerful in these, like I said, this is just a kind of a step-by-step practical guide that you could put these things together. Then God has to do his part. I also talk about in here what to do when God says no.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been times we saw that with David and his and the baby there. But how powerful is our words in believing for that miracle?
Well, you know, the scripture talks about the spirit of faith, spirit of life or faith is in our words. And I don't believe that you can live a positive life with negative words or nor receive a miracle if you're talking like, I'm never going to get well or I'm never going to get out of debt. I mean, that can limit you from what God wants to do. So there is power in our words. And I love in the book, you put all this together, you've condensed it down, and it's just a practical way to really build your faith. And I think that's a big part of receiving from God is having an attitude of faith. When you don't understand it, when it doesn't look possible, to say, God, I know you can make a way where there is no way.
Yeah. Last one. And there's a couple other things in there, but remove doubters. I talk about that. Like, have you ever had people around you that said, you'll never get the compact? No. That'll never happen. You'll never be able to accomplish that. Yeah. How do you deal with that?
You know, they're everywhere. I think you just have to, one, when you can, I don't like to hang around with people when it's possible that are continually negative. So, Dave, when we were, after the city signed off on this, we had a 3-year lawsuit. A company tried to keep us from moving in. And one of the first attorneys we got was well known, but we met with him, and he told me 10 reasons why it wasn't going to happen, to not get my hopes up. And I left that meeting and I said, guys, I don't want him on our team. I don't care. You know, it doesn't matter his experience, because I knew he's going to talk me out of it. So I think when you can, you just have to, you know, your time's too valuable to hang around people that are pushing you down and telling you what you can't do. And I realize sometimes you're at work and you don't have a choice, but you got to tune those thoughts out. I like to say, don't talk yourself out of your dreams. Talk yourself into your dreams, and, you know, try to stay away from the people that are going to, you know, just pull you down and tell you what you can't become.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wrote this book, because so many people are in need of miracles. They need things in their family. They need things in their finances, in their business, on their job, in their health. And so we just made this a practical guide just to build your faith, but then put these step-by-step principles. Would you take it just a second and pray for people's miracles and what
they're
believing for?
I'd love to. Lord, I just stand in agreement today. You know, every challenge, every goal, every dream. Lord, I just thank you today that faith is rising in people's hearts. And Lord, we know you're bigger than every sickness and financial difficulty and trouble at work. And Lord, I just speak faith and life and hope into their spirits. And Lord, I thank you, you're doing what you did for our family, making a way where we don't see a way. And Lord, like you gave us this facility, I thank you that you're opening up new doors. And Lord, we're just asking for your goodness so we can advance your kingdom, so we can be a bigger blessing. Lord, I just speak your faith and goodness and mercy into every person listening in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Well, the Bible says if two or three agree, so I agree with Pastor Joel, we agree with you. So I believe you're going to begin to see some miracles happen. I hope you'll get this book. It's a real practical guide just to help you get the word to work for you and get your words to work for you and see those miracles come to pass. Miracles, what to do when you need one.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.